Title: Percussion Layer in Ableton Live 12. Flip it for 4 shaking low end for jungle old school DNB vibes beginner. Alright, let's build one of those sneaky old school jungle tricks where the drums feel way heavier, but you didn't actually add a new kick or crank the sub. In early jungle and DNB, a lot of the weight isn't only the bass line, it's that low mid thump, that gritty body tucked inside breaks, percussion loops, and even vocal bits. Today you're going to flip a percussion or vocal layer into a dedicated low-end reinforcement layer that sits under your main drums. And I want you to keep this mindset the whole time. This layer should be felt more than heard. When you mute it, the track should suddenly feel like it lost its legs. When you unmute it, it shouldn't sound like, oh, there's an extra loop. It should just sound like the groove got bigger. Let's set up the project first. Set your tempo anywhere from 165 to 172 BPM. I'll sit at 170 so it's classic and easy. Now create a few tracks. Audio track 1. Break. That's your main drums. Audio track 2. Perk low. This is the flip layer we're building. Optionally, add a bass track for a sub or a reese, but you can still do this lesson without it. And if you like working with returns, make a reverb return called drum room, and a parallel compression return called drum smash. Quick workflow tip: select your drum tracks and group them into a drum bus. That way you can process and balance as a unit later. Now choose the source material for the flip. Option A is the classic. Grab an Amen, Think, Apache style break. Drop it on break. Turn warp on, and for breaks, beats mode is a great start because it keeps the transients punchy. If it sounds too clicky or too chopped, adjust the transient and decay settings in beats mode. Option B, and this is where it gets fun in the vocals area. Use vocal percussion, not a long sun note. You want short, noisy, breathy, plosive heavy sounds. Things like ha, ah, hey, come on, breaths, mouth clicks, consonants. Those little P and B and T and K hits are gold, because they already behave like drum transients. If your vocal is a whole phrase, do a quick plosive hunt. Zoom in, find the little spikes where the consonants smack, slice one or two out, and loop them. Honestly, looping a tiny ta or pum moment can hit harder than filtering an entire sentence. Also, warp choice matters more than people think. For vocal chops, try beats mode first for impact. If it feels papery or weird, try texture mode with a smaller grain size. You're aiming for punch, not intelligibility. Once you've got a break or a vocal loop that has rhythmic motion, duplicate it. Take your break track clip, or your vocal percussion clip, and duplicate it to Perk LOW. Rename the clip LOW Thump. This is now the secret support layer. Now we carve it into low-end percussion with filtering and EQ. On Perk Low, drop an auto filter. Set it to a low-pass 24 dB filter. Start the cutoff around 160 Hz. You can move between 120 and 200 depending on the sample, but 160 is a great first stop. Turn resonance up a bit, somewhere around 0.3 to 0.6. That little resonant bump is often where the knock starts to appear. If auto filter has drive available, you can add a tiny touch, like 1 to 3 dB, but don't overdo it yet because we're going to saturate later anyway. After auto filter, add EQ8. First, add a high pass filter around 30 to 40 Hz. That's just to remove useless rumble that eats headroom, but doesn't translate as musical weight. Then listen for boxiness. A live mud lives around 180 to 350 Hz, especially when you low-pass something and then distort it. If it starts sounding like cardboard, do a gentle dip in that range. If you want more chest hit, and you've got room, try a small bell boost around 80 to 110 Hz. Small, this is one of those half a dB to 2 dB moves, not a giant smiley curve. Teacher note here. Think in slots. Your sub bass is often living around 30 to 60 Hz. Your kick fundamental is often 50 to 90 Hz. The jungle chest zone is commonly 70 to 140 Hz. And the mud trap is usually 180 to 350. Keep checking those bands specifically as you work. Now we add weight and attitude. Drop a saturator after EQ8. For a safe jungle grind, pick soft sine or analog clip. Set drive around 3 to 8 dB. Turn soft clip on, then pull the output down so the level matches when you bypass the device. That matching step is huge. If it sounds better only because it's louder, you'll make bad decisions fast. A good rule, when you toggle the saturator on and off, it shouldn't jump in volume. It should mostly change texture and density. If you want a bit more character, you can enable color and set the bass around 200 Hz with a small depth. That can add some bite without throwing harsh highs everywhere. In Live 12, you can also use roar instead of saturator for dirtier, more animated distortion. Just keep it controlled. We want weight, not a fizzy mess. Now shape the punch, add drum bus. Yes, even though this is a loop, or a vocal chop layer, drum bus is amazing for turning noise that's been filtered into something that feels like an instrument. Start with drive around 5 to 15%. Turn boom on. Set boom frequency around 45 to 60 Hz, and set the boom amount low, like 5 to 20%. This is a big moment. Drum bus boom can destroy your headroom in seconds. If you suddenly wonder why your mix is clipping and the low end is eating everything, it's probably boom. Adjust damp if the layer gets clicky or too bright. Start around 5 to 20%. Add crunch only if you want a bit of grit, and keep it subtle. Now glue it to the groove with side chain so it doesn't fight your kick and bass. Put a compressor after drum bus on the Perk LOW track. Turn on side chain. For the side chain input, ideally pick your kick track. If you don't have a separate kick, you can side chain from the main break itself. It still helps create space. Starter settings, ratio 4 to 1. Attack 3 to 10 milliseconds, release 80 to 160 milliseconds, then lower the threshold until you see about 2 to 6 dB of gain reduction on the hits. Listen to the groove. If it pumps too much, ease off the threshold or lengthen the attack slightly. If it feels like it's not making space, shorten the release a little or push the threshold down. At 170 BPM, timing is everything. You want it to breathe in rhythm, not wobble randomly. Extra coach trick if your break kick is messy, make a ghost sidechain trigger. Create a MIDI track, program a simple kick pattern that matches the groove, route it to a silent drum rack, and use that as the sidechain input. Now the low layer ducks consistently, even if the break's kick is inconsistent. Now lock down the low end. Put utility at the end of the chain on Perk LOW and set width to 0%. That makes the low layer mono, which is usually what you want for club-ready DNB. Then adjust utility gain or the track fader to sit it properly. And here's the reality. This layer is usually quiet. It's support, not the main character. Before we blend, do one more important check. Phase. If you bring the low layer in and your kick suddenly feels smaller, you might be getting cancellation. Try nudging the Perk LOW clip a tiny amount, like 1 to 10 milliseconds earlier or later. Or in utility, try phase invert on left, then right, one at a time, and listen for which position brings the punch back. Now do the blend test. Play your full drum groove. Bring the Perk LOW fader all the way down, then slowly raise it until you feel the groove get heavier. Not louder, heavier. Then do the it disappears until you mute it test. Mute the low layer. If the track collapses and feels thin, you nailed it. Unmute it. If the mix suddenly sounds muddy or cloudy, go back and reduce 120 to 250 area, or cut a bit more around 200 to 350, or back off the saturation and drum bus boom. Also, if the low layer is stepping on your bass line, think like a mixer. Either the bass owns the deep sub and the flip owns the chest zone, or the flip owns the low mid grit and the bass owns the clean fundamental. Decide who gets what. Now let's make it feel like an old school arrangement, not just a loop. Here are a few classic moves. First, a drop impact trick. In the bar before the drop, automate the auto filter cutoff down. For example, sweep from 200 down to 90 Hz, so it gets darker and more pulled back, then snap it back open right at the drop. It's a simple move, but it screams jungle. Second, call and response with vocal tops. If your source is a vocal, duplicate the original vocal to a new track called Vocal TOP. High pass the top vocal around 200 to 400 Hz so it's airy and doesn't compete. Now the top is the character, and the flipped low is the body. You get the vibe without mud. Third, the classic 16-bar energy script. Keep the flipped layer out for the first 4 to 8 bars, then fade it in. Old-school tracks feel heavier partly because weight is introduced, not constant. Then in the breakdown, mute the low layer and let only tops and vocal stabs carry. When the second drop hits, bring the low layer back, maybe with a tiny extra drive for attitude. And one more fun idea, instead of running the low layer constantly, try placing it only on a few accents, like the end of 2, or the last 16th before the snare, or one hit right before the drop. Bars low-end accents can feel bigger than continuous low noise, because they leave space. Quick recap of the device chain so you can remember it. Auto filter low pass around 160. EQ 8 with a high pass around 35. Carve mud, maybe a tiny chest boost. Saturator, drive 3 to 8 dB. Soft clip on, output matched. Drum bus, light drive, boom around 45 to 60. Small amount. Compressor sidechain to kick or break, 2 to 6 dB of ducking. Utility width 0% for mono. Common mistakes to avoid as you do this. leaving too much 200 to 400, that's cardboard land. Setting drum bus boom too high and wondering where your headroom went. Skipping side chain and letting the low layer fight the kick and sub. Keeping low frequency stereo, which smears in clubs. And over distorting without shaping afterwards. Distortion adds harmonics, so you have to control what you created. Now a quick 15-minute practice exercise. Load a break or a vocal chop loop. Duplicate it to perk LOW. Apply the full chain, filter, EQ, saturation, drum bus, side chain, utility. Set the perk LOW fader so it's barely audible. Then export a 16-bar loop two times. One with the low layer on, one with it off. Compare on headphones and small speakers, and if you can, in the car. You're listening for more weight and bounce, not more mod. That's it. You just built an old-school style flipped percussion low layer in Ableton Live 12, and you did it using stock tools in a very repeatable way. If you tell me what you used as the source, like Amen, Shakers, or a specific vocal chop, and whether you have a separate kick track or only the break, I can suggest tighter cutoff points, the cleanest sidechain timing for 170 BPM, and a boom frequency that locks to your tune.